Dorsetshire lived a young miller by trade, who had courted sweet Nancy, an innocent maid. For a 12-month or more he had kept her in hand. She went to him at last that she might understand what he meant by his fooling and serving her so. "Prithee tell me," quoth she, "if you'll have me or no. When first you come to me, how kind was you then? You would give me sweet kisses 110, nay, and told me that you did my beauty adore. Yet you have not been with me these 2 months or more. Therefore pray now resolve me before I do go, whether you do intend to have me or no. Whenever I come with my grist to your mill, you would, she kissing and courting me still, I could ne'er be at rest and at quiet for you. I appeal to your conscience if this be not true. Therefore pray now resolve me before I do go, whether you do intend for to have me or no. I bought you a cravat to go to a feast, one that cost 1/2 crown or 2 shillings at least. And besides that, I gave you 3 ells of good linen, for to make you a shirt of my mother's own spinning. Therefore, prithee, resolve me before I do go, whether you do intend for to have me or no. There's Roger would have me, and calls me his dear. He has got an estate of 10 shillings a year, besides 40 good shillings and 5 in a purse. Therefore don't spoil my fortune or hinder me thus, but be pleased to resolve me before I do go, whether you do intend for to have me or no. You told me last Easter you'd make me your bride, wherefore noon and favours I straight did provide. Yet you ne'er came anear me till now June 3rd. Every honest man would be as good as his word, but I prithee resolve me before I do go, whether you do intend for to have me or no. You solemnly swore when I sat on your knee that you had a love and a kindness for me. And if so, what's the reason I am not your bride? Faith, these lingering bargains I ne'er could abide. Let me now be resolved before I do go, whether you do intend for to have me or no. 'Tis very well known I am just in my prime, and to have a kind husband I think it high time. If at Michaelmas last the good deed had been done, I might have before now a young daughter or son. Pray resolve me this question before I do go, whether you do intend for to have me or no. Sweet Nancy, my promise I do not forget, but I am not resolved to be married yet. The devouring sword now is raining, you see, and if I to the wars should be forced from thee, then thy grief, care, and sorrow will daily increase. Therefore, prithee, love, stay till a flourishing peace. Believe grave, I swear by the powers above that I never will leave thee for any new love. My desire is that thou wilt patiently wait till the land is restored to a prosperous state. If I live but till then, thou shalt be my sweet bride, for I love none in all the whole nation beside.